I am joined in the studio by Nick Jordan of United Minds. Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
That's okay. So I guess we should really start from the beginning and tell us what United Minds is all about.
So United Minds is a support group of like-minded lads. It is a support function where we operate mainly on a daily basis through the WhatsApp groups. It gives an opportunity for people within that to discuss what they're going through, if any problems, any crisis moments. Then they get in contact and then we all act as a support function. United Minds is a bigger function, is an organisation that's aiming to move into a charity, a registered charity, which will give the opportunity to support community groups. And provide support through links in with counselling functions that would be able to provide support for the bigger audience and hopefully go nationwide.
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking off air and we were talking about one of the things that I think a lot of, especially men, not so much women, because women are a lot better than us and they're a lot more open and they like to talk about things, but a lot of men who obviously... let's just say this, that we're manly men, quite often struggle to talk. And if they do talk, it's generally to a professional who might not be in the same boat as what he is. So the great thing about United Minds is it's lots of blokes who are very, very similar. So there's no stigma about that at all. It's, you know, a real massive support group.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm probably one of the world's worst for not wanting to talk to people. I've bottled my own sort of demons up for years, and it wasn't until I got part of this group where I realised that there was a lot of people like me that just didn't want to talk to people that were sat there with a clipboard necessarily. And I mean, for some people that works, and I'm not knocking it, because there is a huge asset and it's a huge benefit to people. I mean, it helps me with certain aspects of what I do and I still use it. But having the guys on a daily basis that are going through similar battles, been through similar backgrounds, it's just more sort of relative to me, and I know for a fact it's more people in that group can relate to that more. I mean, just say for instance last night, we had one of the guys in the group late last night say that he was struggling, and within minutes you've got 5, 10, 20, 20 lads offering support, offering to go out for coffees, walks. And I mean, there's not many places you can get that. United Minds really is something that's starting to take sort of speed and traction pretty quick.
So how did you get involved with United Minds?
So George Hill contacted me. George Hill was somebody that I used to play football with. He was a goalkeeper like myself back in the day. Not as good, should I say. But he got in contact, asked me whether I'd want to be part of the football group. So United Minds has got many different functions, but I'm mainly involved in the football element of it. So he got in contact, asked me whether I'd want to be part of the football team, and that's where United Minds for me really started. It was a small group that were trying to build up a team to be able to play other sort of charity teams. And that's now quickly grown into 82 members within that. He asked me to play. I played the first game, snapped my hamstring within 20 minutes. not my finest moment. I think there's a sniper sat in the stand somewhere. It's gone from there, really, and that's given me a drive to get fitter to try and play more minutes.
Right, okay. I mean, you said you're not necessarily, you don't yourself really suffer from sort of mental health issues, but you say even though you don't always suffer from that, you still benefit from being a part of the group and learning every day that those little bits that can make you a better person.
Yeah, so I have got my demons from my past, which I've been working on for years, and on a day-to-day basis, I'm quite a happy individual. I do suffer with stress. I've got a high stress and a high pressure job. My home life is stressful. I'm very busy and very active with my family and kids, etc. So that does bring on the stress levels, which does mean that I do suffer with that. So I'm not completely free of it. I'm not trying to claim that I am. But what the group does is, it's for me, it's a release. And having those other lads, like now, we've brought in a life coach called Brad. I'll get his link up after this. But that is now enabling me to make small habit changes to my life, which is increasing my sort of output in life dramatically. and it's the benefit of those small changes for me that's making a real difference. Whereas I know with some of the other guys in the group that we speak to on a daily basis, the fact of just being within a group, you've got lads that aren't necessarily outgoing and social, you've got lads that have been suffering through drink and substance abuse. So there's all different elements to it, but we all sort of want the same goal of just to improve ourselves, and we all hold each other to account within that group, which makes people better people.
Right, okay. Nick, we've just been having a chat off air then. So a little bit more of a backstory. Like you say, you mentioned that you were a goalkeeper. You were a goalkeeper who played professionally. You played for Portsmouth when you were younger. You played for various other teams professionally. Slowly, as you know, some players' careers do, slowly sort of dropped down the leagues a little bit, and then one day literally just decided this isn't for me anymore.
Yeah, and it's not, as I just mentioned there, it's not something I've spoken about before. And do you know what? I thought there's no better time than today. So yeah, my mental health started when I was released from Portsmouth. It actually started in the end of my first year apprentice. It was the one person that I thought had my best interest at his heart, was the goalkeeper coach. I ended up answering back after one of the games because I didn't think I was at fault for the goals. And lo and behold, that was probably the end of my football career at Portsmouth. He had that much power within the club that he destroyed. He destroyed me as a person and destroyed my career, really, because I was never the same individual. I went from being the most confident, borderline arrogant player you could find, to not wanting to play football.
Well, with goalkeepers, I know that confidence is everything. If you take away a goalkeeper's confidence, they're not the same.
Yeah, and I never was. And that sort of followed me through until the day that I stopped at 24, I think. And I never knew, I never really understood it because it wasn't spoken about. So I didn't know why I was feeling the way I did. I just thought I'd lost my ability, which obviously is silly looking at it because you don't just lose it overnight.
No, of course not.
But yeah, it's taken the years of sort of reflection and bottling it up, I suppose, and feeling like a failure to get to where I am now, where I'm now in a solid job. I'm a health and safety professional. I took myself away from football, got myself trained up, and probably now in the best headspace I have been in, which it's taken a long time, if I'm honest, and I still haven't really gotten over it now. But we're improving on a daily basis. The boys are helping me do that. The group's helping me do that. And I've actually, like I say, I've signed up with a life coach now, Brad Parker, Melior life coach. And it's the small changes now, trying to think of the positives and be grateful for what I've got on a daily basis now and the people I've got around me, rather than looking back at what I can't change.
It's amazing. You talk about obviously your goalkeeping coach, and I was talking to somebody yesterday and was saying the difference in age and eras, you know, when I think you go back to the people of the 70s and 80s and things like that, it was a lot harsher and people did bring you down, whereas I certainly think in the last 10 to 15 years we've realised how that affects us mentally, and we're now about supporting people and building people up. And if you have got to give them bad news, there's a right way to do it and there's a wrong way to do it, you know?
Don't get me wrong, I know football is a ruthless business. I'm involved heavily now with coaching kids football, which is sort of the way that I've got myself back into it. I manage two kids football, well, I manage one and coach the other. And I see kids going through the same process that I went through the academies, etc. And it's ruthless. It is a ruthless game to be involved in. And there are more support functions available now than there was. I mean, this happened in 2007 to me, which is quite a long time ago now, and to sit on that now from that many years is probably wrong, if I'm honest, because if I had been shown how to move on from that, it probably wouldn't have affected me in such a way for so long.
Yeah.
But I just hope now there's more support functions in place, and I know there are, but they're still not good enough for the young lads that are coming out of the game. But yeah, there's definitely more, and this is why, again, we're involved in what I'm doing, because I've got the network still of players that are still in the game, and if somebody that we can help doesn't have to go through what I did for that long, then we're winning, aren't we, as an organisation?
I think the more people like yourself who speak out from experience and you know, the younger lads that are literally going through that now, the 16, 17, 18-year-old lads that are in those positions, know that there's somebody out there that has literally been through what I'm going through. And if I need to, I can talk to them. So with regards to United Minds, what's the next few steps? What's going on? What's coming up?
So United Minds are working hard, like I say, to go into a registered charity, which will enable us to provide support throughout the community groups all over the country, building a bigger counselling network, which will allow us to then offer that support further afield as well. We're starting to become a community interest company, which will allow us to take grants from companies.
Okay, fantastic.
Which will then, because at the moment what we're suffering with on some elements sometimes is bigger organisations are reluctant to put money into a company that isn't registered in that manner.
Yeah.
Which the boys are working hard on behind the scenes, and shout out to Jack Steed, who's the sort of lead with United Minds. He's the founder of it, working extremely hard behind the scenes with a lot of other guys. Once that's in place, which is coming this month, we will be able to take bigger grants, which will then allow us to help more people. In the short term. We're continuing to build the group that we've got going, continuing to arrange football matches against other organisations. We're welcoming more people into the group on a daily basis. And we're starting to set challenges. So some of the guys are obviously on this movement with me to improve themselves. So we're setting up as a Tough Mudder event in August that we're setting up. We're looking at doing a Three Peaks challenge.
Okay.
The old cliche about climbing mountains. That's what we're going to do.
It's a tough one. I've done Snowdon on just Snowdon on its own, and that was tough enough. So the Three Peaks, that's a tough one.
And the lads, we're all here to challenge ourselves and to make ourselves better. And I mean, there's no better outcome than training. So, and that's what we're doing. We're training hard, we're working hard, and the more people that hear about what we're doing and get involved, then it'll allow us to grow and allow us to reach out. So anyone that wants to get involved, get in contact. We've got various social media panels that we're using, so I mean, we can touch on that at the end.
Yeah, so obviously you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram. We've tagged it on our Facebook today, so if you go and find the Express FM Facebook page, we've tagged United Minds. So if it's a group that you feel that you want to get involved in, then please just click on the link and talk to somebody, pick it up, and they will welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, all you've got to do is get in contact via one of the social media links, and someone will pick it up, and then we can get you involved in the WhatsApp groups. But if you get in contact directly, even through somebody else that you know that's working within the organisation, then we're happy to help and happy to have you on board.
Nick, thanks so much for coming in to see us. We really, really do appreciate it. Hopefully this won't be the last time. We'd love to have you in again another time very soon to talk about everything that's going on, because it's just so positive, and we want to get that word out there.
Thank you for having me. And like I say, just to reiterate, anyone who wants to get involved, please get in contact.